Mishnah Daf Mandana Manalf starts off Perak Hazav Hazav Kainas Hakesav Hakesav Inu Kainas Hazav. So Zav could be Kainas Hakesav, but Kesav cannot be Kainas Zav. And the way Rashi explains Al Pi the Gemara, this means that if you doesn't mean that the Zav is actually Kainas the Kesav, but it means if you did Meshicha on the Zav, it's Mechayev you to give the Kesav. Rashi says like Yach Dinar Zav Tvoi Medinar Kesav and also Dinar Zav Meshichas Hazav Kainas Hakesav Abal Hazav Nischayev Lo Zeh Meshikiv Al Dinar Zav Losis Lo Dinar Hakesav Ben Yochel Lach Sabay. So by doing Meshich and Azav, it's Mechayv to give the Kesef and he can't be Chayzim. Then we say, but the Kesef and the Kenes Azav, like Rashi, but the Kesef and the Kenes Azav, Shem Nosson, Dinar Kesef Tchila, Leikana, Vichalim, Shneim, Lachzer, Demetbe Kesef, Havimai, Shem Dacharifi, and Nishim Dacharifi, Li Nosson, Baitzah. So Rashi explains why that's true, that by the other way around, you don't say the Kesef is Kenes Azav, and when you give the Kesef, it's not Mechayv you to give the Zav. So Reb Shlomo Hyman asks Akash over here, he says, why should that be? That the same way when you say Hazav Kainas HaKasef, it doesn't mean literally the Zav is Kainas HaKasef, but it means when you do Meshich on the Zav, now there's a Hischaivus to give the Kasef, because the Zav that's nicknamed is Bechaivi to give something for it. So why don't you say the same thing the other way around? If you give the Kasef, you do Meshich on the Kasef, and now the Meicher has the Kasef, that should be Mechaiv him to give the Zav. The fact that he's Kainas the Kasef should be Mechaiv him to give the Zav, but add the Kasef. Why don't we say that the Kenyan that he does in the Kesef is Mechayev the Zav, just like the Kenyan in the Zav is Mechayev the Kesef. So to say that it should actually be Kaina, the Kesef should be Kaina the Zav, that about we understand, we're not going to say. But why don't we say that it should be equal to the ratio, just like Hazav Kaina the Kesef means that the Meshichah of Zav is Mechayev to give the Kesef. So why don't we say that the Meshichah of the Kesef is Mechayev to give the Zav? What's the chilik between the Meshichah of the Kesef and the Meshichah of the Zav? Now I think that the pshat is that the Tana is setting up over here the way the Darkei Mekachomemke, according to Chazal, that you always have something which is the Chayfetz, which is the Peiris, and then you have the Dam of the Matbeis that you pay, that you use to pay for the Chayfetz. And when the Darkei is that the Kinyan is on the Chayfetz, and when you do the Kinyan on the Chayfetz, that's Mechayiv you to give the Matbeis. That's the Tzur of Mekachomemke. I'm Kaina the Chayfetz, and that's Mechayiv me to give something as its Tamura to pay for it. So Mamela, when you give the Zav, which is the Chayfetz, now it's mechayev you to give the kasef. It creates a chiyuv tashulmin to pay for the chayfetz. But the other way around, if you're kind of, if you're meishach the kasef, we don't view it that now you're kind of the kasef and it's mechayev something in its place, because that's not the way mechachememka works. Mechachememka works that the chayfetz is mechayev tashulmin, but the tashulmin is not mechayev the chayfetz. You pay for the chayfetz with the tashlumin. So even though you might be kind of the kasef, you might be cutting these coins with your meshicha, but being that you're not being cutting them as a chayfetz, you're not buying these coins as pieces of silver, you're being kind of them betars. This is the Tmei HaMekach, so it doesn't have the ability to be mechayv anything, because that's the Tzur Mekach HaMemkar, that the money is a payment for this chayfetz that the chayfetz created, and not vice versa. So even though there's a kinyan, which is chan le kasef, that's not enough to create a din, that it's mechayv anything in its place. And for that reason, the Kesef is not kind of the Zav, even to be able to create a Yischaivus.